And joining us is 36th District State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Hopefully your holidays were good ones?
They were. Happy New Year to you. And
indeed.
Hopefully your family enjoyed some time as well.
We did, and hopefully the Stomas families also. But now, hey, you're back to work, aren't you?
We are. Yesterday at noon, we officially kicked off the legislative year for 2022. Officially my last year as a legislator. So off and clock is running, I guess. And so
I guess, yeah. Well, but lots of business between now and when you, go into retirement, so to speak.
Yeah, well, when I finish that, I don't know about retirement, but with at least being in the legislature, I am termed out. I will have served 14 full years, and that's a lot. So, we're off to the races with several things coming up already within the legislature. We have the State of the State coming up on January 26th. It is going to be, again, virtual again this year,
okay,
which is a little disappointing. I really think that it's nice to have the governor come to the chamber, speak to us, and I think there's some accountability with that. But this year will be virtual again, and so that'll be January 26th. And then coming up tomorrow, we have the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference, which basically looks at and projects how much revenue does the state currently have. And as we looked at that, it looks like the state has been, at least preliminary numbers coming out, would show us right around, with dollars carried over from last year, we're at about $3.4 billion in general fund and another $3.4 billion in school aid fund. So the state's doing well with that.
Yeah.
I think the bigger concern, the larger concern is the workforce. While we're seeing an unemployment rate come down, unfortunately, the reason it's coming down is not necessarily people going back to work as many as are falling off the workforce. And so if you look at 2019 at the same period versus today, we're about 300,000 employees less that are in the workforce, just in the state of Michigan. So unemployment would tell you we're right around 5%, but if you actually figured the same workforce as 2019, we're a little over 9% of unemployment. So it's concerning to, you can't really go down Main Street or almost anywhere without seeing help wanted.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. The bad thing is we're not finding the workforce to do that.
Sure.
So.
All right. During the break, you were out in the district doing some stuff, too.
I was. I always enjoy that.
Yeah.
I made it up to Alpena, and then I think January 6th, I was in Gaylord and spoke at the Rotary lunch.
Yeah.
So that went really well. And then I was just on Monday up in Tawas area and met with the hospital and Judge Ripple. And so...
Sure.
That was always good. And then coming up tomorrow morning, first thing before I head to Traverse City, I am speaking in Gladwin to the Gladwin Chamber Breakfast as well. So it's always nice, and I always much rather be in district than in Lansing, but it doesn't always work that way.
You're right. But if they can't catch up with you, they can always catch up with you at your office, too.
They can. And the phone number for that is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036 or www.senatorjimstomas.com.
State Senator Jim Stomas? Oh, .com. There you go. Jim, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. And we'll look forward to catching up with you again in the near future about the events that are taking place down there in Lansing.
Sounds great. Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.